This week on The Musers, the podcast, we talk about being squared away, things you can do in your life to make you feel a little more in order. We also talked about Jesse Owens, and George and I mentioned that we had starred in the Jesse Owens story, a made-for-TV movie from the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned probably my best role was running down the track with some athletes. It was when you were coming back from break, made-for-TV movie. Well, P1 found that and sent it to me. Check out this performance.
Look at that. Jesse Owens on the outside.
There I am.
Here comes young Craig Miller on the inside.
And then it leaves.
Oh, wow.
Then I exit frame, and there's Jesse, played by Dorian Harewood, and George Kennedy, his coach.
It's like he's being scolded.
Wasn't that an amazing performance?
I was some back in there. I was in the crowd somewhere.
You're watching this on TV. Wow, look at that actor.
That is amazing. He's great acting.
He's got
there.
Such screen time.
I know.
God, look at old Fouts Field.
Are you a member of SAG-AFTRA now?
No,
because of that?
I should have joined after that, but yeah. Neither of us had a speaking line, so I guess we didn't have to. All right, it's time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter. By the way, I did retweet that if anybody wants to see my incredible Hollywood performance.
As a service to the P1s, yes. You retweeted that.
Looks like George Kennedy may be in the act of overacting right there.
He was a bit of an overactor.
George Kennedy was?
Yeah.
Was he the actor who was in Police Squad?
Yes, mm-hmm. He was.
The big kind of hulking guy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
I mean,
he's great in Police Squad.
Very old school.
Yeah.
So most old school actors were overactors.
I wonder why that was. Was it because they
started on stage? And
yeah.
They just kind of took that?
And because talkies that didn't have good mics at first, so you had to do real broad movements mm-hmm. for the camera and the microphones to pick it up?
Maybe.
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 Maybe. Something like that, maybe.
I just saw a stat that there are two states that don't allow hold open fuel pumps at gas stations.
Help us out here. What do you mean hold open?
You know, the little thing that you could push down on the gas pump to where you don't have
to hold the
handle down the whole time.
Oklahoma? Okay.
No. It's New York and Rhode Island.
I wonder why.
Too many spills?
It's some kind of law. They were worried about fires or something. But the pump shutoff works pretty darn well. Matter of fact, too well for a lot of people. How many people do you know, and maybe you're one of them, that tries to get every single drop they can in? Oh, George, you're raising your hand. They say that's bad to do for your car.
I am not that guy.
You mean like that you lift up the hose at the end and make sure it all goes in there?
Well, no, not that.
Cuts off.
I'm talking about the person who, when the pump keeps cutting off because it's full enough.
Oh,
they
yeah.
keep
no.
trying to see
no,
if they
no.
can. They keep squeezing it over and over again to get more and more in there.
No, I don't do that. Why is that bad?
Wait. I want to go back to what you're doing.
This started a long time ago when I, you know, would put in $2.75 of gas.
Right. Couldn't afford to fill up. So
and you know how you have the. The hose will go down and it'll go back up into your vehicle, so mm-hmm. you have that low point. So I would always hold up the low point just to make sure I was getting every drop of gas into my vehicle.
That you paid for.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
In other words, it wouldn't be trapped in the hose.
So
it would go into my tank.
The whole hose worth mm-hmm. is gas you've already paid for?
That's like where it shut off.
Like
yeah.
the new ones don't meter that and figure that? An account for it.
It probably does.
Pricing.
I just don't want to get him trapped down there. I want to get as much gasoline in there as I can. It's stupid, I know, but I haven't actually done that in a while. But I still do it every once in a while.
That's funny. I've never in my entire life until right now thought about the gas remaining in the hose.
There's probably like three drops, but for some reason I've always just done that.
I always do the careful removal of the gas pump and then try to make sure none of it spills on the car.
I do that.
So the twist up of the gas pump.
I do that too.
As if I'm a server in a fine restaurant pouring wine. Yeah, I remember when this was back in the day when the hold open, I don't know what you'd call that feature, little tab that you push down there to hold the pump open where you can walk away. I don't know whether they were bad or I would encounter some that were malfunctioning or missing, but I remember the day when you would stuff the fuel cap up under the handle to hold the pump open.
How lazy is that, that we went to that extreme for something that would have taken us 2 minutes to do, 3 minutes to do, just hold it open ourselves?
And it's not like we lived in a cold climate. Like New Yorkers, they complain because they don't have this technology. They have to sit there and hold the pump with their hand freezing in freezing temperatures. We didn't even have that excuse.
No.
Right.
We just had to go in and get a pack of cigarettes.
I hated those days when I'd only have $4 to my name, and I knew $1.65 that had to go to cigarettes. So you'd have to go in and tell them, oh, yeah, I want this exact amount of gasoline. And then the pump would shut off. And I always felt like a loser when the pump said, that's all you get right now, because that's all you could afford. You couldn't afford to fill this thing up. You remember searching through the cushions of the car trying to find any change that it may have dropped down there?
Yeah. Well, when gas was a dollar or something, that mattered.
And I remember my parents' car, our family truckster, used to haul us around, got 6 miles to the gallon.
Wow.
That's it?
Yeah. 6 miles to the gallon.
That's hard to believe.
I know it. There's no way if you brought a person forward in time that they would understand that we now have cars that people routinely drive to get 50 miles a gallon with hybrids and such. Anyway, that's just a little fun note. And Davey had an interesting thing yesterday during the rant revival about the weirdest things that were left in the Ubers. And the top 10 were normal things, you know, phone, wallet, keys, things like that. But there were some odd things that Uber released that had been found in the back. Breast milk.
The only reason we're doing it.
Gordon.
Was one of them. Somebody had left breast milk.
Their bottle, yeah. I'm
just sure all over the back seat.
No,
it was
in
probably
a bottle.
Bottles.
And it was a Louisville Slugger. That was very cherished. You know, it's kind of normal. The oddest one, though, had to be a group picture with Donny Osmond that someone was going nuts to get back because it was one of the most precious. And
y'all just see what I saw?
Yeah, I did.
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't crazy.
That person don't care about nothing.
You saw a long-haired guy on a brush Zamboni just go by us?
Yeah. It was a stand-on Zamboni. And he just walked. I mean, he went by us like 2 inches of clearance between him and me sitting here.
I had to pull my feet back. I thought he was going to run over my foot.
Didn't even glance at us.
No. I say, though, that's a pretty cool machine.
Yeah, so
stand
what is that?
Up, buffer.
It does. Well, now you've got Zamboni stuck in my head, and I'm wondering why you would need something that creates smooth ice on a floor that doesn't have ice. But yes, I guess it is just a floor buffer. Which, boy, when I was a kid, why were kids obsessed with the janitor at the elementary school that ran the floor buffer?
Yes.
I always wanted to run the floor buffer.
Did y'all go to Zach Top last night?
Yes.
Okay.
Boy, she looks like she'd be pretty fun.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at that.
That's the cowgirl uniform right there.
What's
either
the cowgirl?
Dress or skirt with cowboy boots.
She just admitted she's doing the walk of shame.
Yeah, that's all right.
What did she say?
She said, I'm doing the walk of shame, but that's all right. She didn't care.
No, she didn't care.
Well, is the guy the one she's doing the walk of shame with?
Doing it together.
Well, how is it the walk of shame when they're, I guess maybe they're just friends and they're with a friend group and they're both returning?
Yeah, maybe they hate each other, but they had sex.
I don't know. Boy, she's kind of got a nice badonkadonk on her.
By the way, we're on the casino floor. Casino floor at Choctaw and Durant, if you're just waking up.
Yeah, these aren't people that are wandering through our studio right now. I think that I may have had a conflict with Zach Top last night.
The Zach Top?
It couldn't have been him, right? But I looked at these pictures of it. Well, this dude gets on the elevator when I got here, which was pretty late last night. A dude gets on the elevator with an older gentleman. Both of them are wearing cowboy hats and, you know, dressed that way.
Yeah.
And I guess they were a little drinky, and so they were a little bit starring in their own movie, which, okay, fine. I get it. So I let it go for a while, but they're making a little bit too many comments to me, and they just treat me a little bit like a little bit of a stock, stock character. They get in there, the elevator, and they're like, "Yeah, you can use your card. We're on the 7th floor." You know, so all of a sudden I'm their elevator guy. You know, I have to swipe my card,
yeah,
for them. I said, "Well, they didn't supply cards to you guys, huh?"
Oh no!
He goes, "No, they just told us that you got the best card, so yours works the best."
That's kind of a funny response.
Best card. I gave them that and everything, but they were just talking loud. They still had their drinks in their hand, and boy, they were. I mean, they had top billing above the producer and director and everything.
So what time was this? Because he would have been on stage at some point.
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking it couldn't have been him.
But he was on stage.
But then after you mentioned him, I looked at his picture and I go, dang, that looks like the guy. But maybe all white guys like that look the same.
Mustache?
Yeah.
Guitar?
But I think this guy was taller. Zach Top looks like he's like 5'10 or something like that. And this guy was over 6 feet. But I got real worried there because it ended up kind of escalating a little bit. Because I started asking.
I thought you were out of those days where you were smart enough.
I was.
People.
That's why I was giving them multiple chances. But then when they just kept going, I'm just, you know, like, all right.
Radio
These are people who have gone through life not experiencing any pushback. So I figured it was probably time to engineer a little pushback.
Which,
you know, so then I started getting what technology did they tell you that made my card better? Because I don't understand why it would swipe better. You're saying that it has more magnetic properties, or explain it a little bit. And to a drunkard, he don't want to get into engineering stuff, and, you know.
Man, there's some good old boys up here that don't want to put up with that.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to put up with them.
Okay, but there's two of them,
deal.
And there's one of you, and they think
one of them was an old man.
He's got that old man fight, though.
Hey, if it had been Zach Top, it says here that he went to University of Colorado to pursue mechanical engineering.
Yeah, he would have loved talking about it.
Yeah, what if he had actually responded with something that was legit?
You went to school for mechanical engineering, therefore you know that probably these cards were not engineered any differently, and they probably both have the same amount of magnetic particles.
I hate to ask, but what time was this? What time did you get up here last night? Like midnight?
11.
Yeah, it could have been Zach Top.
11. Actually, I don't even know if they use magnetic cards. They use near-field radio chip technology.
Yeah, I don't know, but here comes Zamboni guy again.
Oh, no.
This Zamboni guy.
Hey, you know what? He's
he cuts it close.
He's Zamboni zombie.
Oh, he turned around.
He is Zamboni zombie.
Because he doesn't look anywhere but straight down.
Is he supposed to be here? Or is this his own personal vehicle?
He cleans his tile. Look how nice the tile looks.
You know, and I bet you that stand-on Zamboni, I bet you that's like $5,000. Really expensive.
Yeah.
And so it's scrubbing the floor, right? But it doesn't look like it's doing... Like the floor looks spotless already.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to make it double spotless.
They run a clean place up here at Choctaw.
Yeah, they do. Right. They do, because they have Zamboni Zombie on the case. He doesn't eat. He doesn't sleep. He just rides us constantly.
This is my Zamboni. I love
you. Okay, wouldn't you be a little self-conscious? Like, I think that you can never look cool riding on a stand-on device. Like, I even think that it looks fun to do the stand-on zero-turn thing, but the guy always looks a little self-conscious on the lawn. When he's run that thing.
Yes.
Like, he knows that he's getting away with something.
You don't look cool on a scooter or a Segway or anything you're standing on. You don't look cool.
Segway is one of those. It's an amazing piece of technology, but you never can look cool. That's why there's a reason they put it in for comedic effect and Arrested Development and Paul Blart.
Right.
It's because you look dumb standing on it. And Zamboni Zombie looks dumb. Oh, God, he's coming this way. Oh, God.
Oh, he's shutting her down.
Oh, my gosh. Killer just looked up.
How much?
The stand-on Zamboni. It is $9,000.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
That's the promotional price. I don't want to know what the non-promotional price is. Wait, is that
should
not
they
a guy?
Start using those on basketball courts?
That's a guy, right?
Maybe.
Is that a guy or a girl?
That's a guy.
I'm 90% sure.
Oh. Yeah.
Not 100.
That's the thing. I'm about 90% sure, too, that's a guy.
Yeah.
Hmm. But it's not clear. Not that it's any of our business.
Yeah, who cares?
Right.
I just was saying. Anyway, so, yeah, when that guy got on the Zamboni, there was breast milk everywhere.
What?
And he couldn't find his Donny Osmond picture.
Oh.
And I pissed off Zach Todd.
Okay.
Oh.
So, yeah, so when he got out of the elevator, because his floor was before mine, I said, all right, guys, see you later. And they're walking off, and I forget, what did they say back to me? Yeah, you too, Chief, or something like this, you know, which I thought was insensitive. Chalked off.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, enjoy your hats. Because they were both wearing these big cowboy hats. And I knew that they had to be like, what did the guy say? That was the most confusing thing ever. Enjoy your hats. Oh, my God. He grazed me again.
Now I'm 100% sure Zamboni Zombie is a man.
Yeah. Okay. God, Zamboni Zombie, they rolled over, almost rolled over my shoe.
He has no regard for live radio shows.
No.
So now we know we attract leaf blowers and
I think most people have Zamboni regard for live radio shows.
George, are you going to post a pic?
Should I? I kind of feel weird about that. The guy's just doing his job.
You're creep-shotting Zamboni Zombie?
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not.
He's just doing his job.
He's doing his gig.
Yeah, George. But boy, everyone doesn't think twice about posting pictures of strangers. Public place, man.
Yeah.
Doing it for the likes. Anyway, so I'm sorry to Zach Top.
All right.
I don't think it was Zach Top, but okay.
Yeah, because Craig's right. This parking lot was completely full last night. I've never seen it like this.
Yeah, he's a big deal. That's a big show he's playing tonight, too.
Wow. Is he? Mm-hmm. Maybe not after he complains to Choctaw that one of their patrons insulted his hat.
Maybe not after you served him.
I don't know that I served him.
Enjoy your hats.